Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you for getting up and listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, the podcast version. We're here Sundays at 9 o'clock right here on blogtalkradio.com. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you on behalf of Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey, sponsored by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Ram Insurance and Financial Services, and Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. All right, the Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the list. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, author, speaker from the Batchelor Davis Group. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team, and good morning to our amazing listening audience.
Yes. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, prophetess, minister, songstress, our devotional leader here on the Michael Van Tool Show. Good morning, Evangelist Christy.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, team, and good morning to those that are listening.
And Henrietta Ivy, she had to pull a double shift, and she could not get on the show with us this morning. But guess what? We have a brand new substitute host who's going to cover for any of the team members that cannot be on, and he's sitting in for Henrietta Ivy today. It's Chaplain Kathy from Police and Fire. Good morning, Chaplain.
Oh, God bless you. Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to the Sunday morning team. Good morning to those that are not present with us today that's part of the team. Shout out, of course, to Missionary. There's no doubt about it. And amen. And just thank you all. Thank you all to those that are listening today.
Yes. Thank you so much, Chaplain Kathy. I don't know if any of you got a chance to listen this morning. This is a show on our companion broadcast on the Praise Network. I had an interview with Cleatrice Tatum, the wife of the legendary and late James Tatum, who passed back in October. We had a great conversation about how they met, how he founded the organization, how he helped classical young musicians in Metro Detroit. We played some of his music. It was and you know, this is how it's so important to follow when God asks you to do something or he places mm-hmm. something upon your heart, because I did know that he was not doing well, and I did discuss it with mm-hmm. another board member at the foundation, at the James Tatum Foundation for the Arts, and we were planning on going to visit him. We were planning it, and that's as far as it got, and then we heard the news. But, you know, when you hear something like that, you have to take action pretty quick, because time mm-hmm. is – time waits for no one. God operates
that's
on
right.
his own time, and I wish that I – see, now I'm sitting here wishing. Now I wish that I had moved faster to at least mm-hmm. try to go see him before he passed, because it will be too late at some point for somebody to talk to you or for you to talk to somebody else, it's going to be too late if you don't take the chance to make a move. I'm telling you. Yeah. So I wanted to honor this great man. When we come back, we got the latest news and weather. And today, I'm going to take Chaplain Kathy's advice, and we're going to just do a little reflection on the year and about how God has brought us through. You know, sometimes you can't spend too much time. Let the news stations do the news, okay? Let the sports stations do the sports, and let us do what we do here, right, Kathy?
Amen.
Right, Bishop?
Amen.
Chaplain?
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All right. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with news and weather right after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, Ram Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones. From auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services, it's all about you.
At Ram Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now's the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's Helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet. Find new roads. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we are back. This is the podcast, the Michael Van Tool Show, right here on blogtalkradio.com, Sundays at 9 o'clock. And, of course, missionary Hattie Humphrey joins us on the second and fourth Sundays of each month at 9:30, or 30 minutes into the program. In the news this morning, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin addressed recent Chinese military advancements Saturday, including the test of a hypersonic weapon system and strengthening of nuclear capabilities, saying America isn't a country that fears competition. During the Reagan National Defense Forum's keynote address, Austin said the U.S. is ready to face China's military rise and is working to support Taiwan's ability to defend itself while not seeking an Asian version of NATO or trying to build an anti-China coalition. We're facing a formidable challenge, the defense chief said of China at the event, and we're going to meet this one with confidence and resolve, not panic and pessimism. Austin joined other top leaders in the defense industry to express the importance of strengthening ties between the U.S. and allied nations, sounding the alarm on the threat China and Russia pose as both nations continue to build up aggressive defenses not seen since World War II. General David Thompson, Vice Chief of Space Operations for the U.S. Space Force, said China is developing its space capabilities at twice the rate of the U.S. On a panel of U.S. space experts and leaders speaking at the Reagan National Defense Forum, also in a panel moderated by CNN's Kristen Fisher, General Thompson warned China could overtake the U.S. in space capabilities by the end of the decade. New U.S. intelligence findings estimate Russia could begin a military offensive in Ukraine in a matter of months as it amasses up to 175,000 troops along the border, a startling escalation that President Joe Biden has warned could lead to severe consequences. The latest developments come after months of steady increases along the Russia-Ukraine frontier that have alarmed U.S. and Western officials and led to tense conversations between American diplomats and their counterparts. CNN reported Friday that Russian forces have capabilities in place along the Ukraine border to carry out a swift and immediate invasion, including erecting supply lines such as medical units and fuel that could sustain a drawn-out conflict should Moscow choose to invade. And on a commentary note before we go to the team, look, this is news/commentary. My only thing is concerning the Oxford shootings. Let's find out why the school administrator or counselor, whoever it was that met with the student, the killer, and his parents, why did they allow him to stay in school? That investigation is continuing because this young man, the day before, he was shopping for bullets online, and then the morning, and they met with him and the family. Then the morning of the shooting, he was drawing pictures of dead students, blood, and a gun. To me, that's enough to put him, to get him out of school. It's enough to get him into some sort of an institution so they can figure out what's going on with this guy. So the school is going to take some responsibilities. The parents, of course, have taken a responsibility too. And, of course, wouldn't they run and hide on a warehouse on Detroit's east side? I tell you, I'm so tired of these people coming in, dumping stuff in Detroit, hiding bodies in Detroit, and hiding themselves in Detroit. You know, they don't want to come to Detroit until they need Detroit for something, you know? Anyway, I just wanted to get that off my chest. Okay, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, let's go to you. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Michael. So I want to give a little bit of commentary also because I'm doing a special podcast on my show on this very same topic.
I'll be sure to tune in, that's for sure.
Thank you. No problem. So to answer your comment, this is one of those examples, I believe, where we don't necessarily, and I'm speaking generally in terms of administrators, parents, and everything. There was an article that I read yesterday. I've been reading lots and lots of articles because everything that's happened to me or happened that we've seen is mind-boggling how this situation could have been bungled as badly as it seems to have been. The administrator says that they told the parents that they had 2 days within which to either get some counseling for their son or they were going to call Children's Services. The parents, and I quote, refused to take their child home. Administration initially said, you need to take him home. They refused and they went to work. I want to let that lay there for a moment because, Michael, you're a parent. Christy, you're a parent. Bishop Cassidy, I'm not sure if you're a parent, but I would assume that you are. I believe you talked about your children. And we all know that when we have children and the school calls us, we take it very seriously.
Yep.
And whatever needed to be done, obviously wasn't done because we have the end result. And to add to that, I find it also highly insulting that you would flee to the city of Detroit. I know that people keep saying that they were headed to Canada. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. I don't know. I don't know if anybody will actually know. It looks very suspicious. I often wonder, could you really have gotten into a small boat and gotten across? We have heavy, heavy border security right now. I know. It reads like a movie, doesn't it, Michael? We couldn't write anything like this. And we sit there and we're like, so you came to Detroit because you thought there were so many problems in Detroit and that we were so incapable of taking care of our own city business, because that's the stereotype. People say, well, you go to Detroit, bad things happen to you. So you thought you could come to Detroit and hide. And guess what? The very thing that you were hiding from is what got you. I don't remember what his name is, but the gentleman who had the sex dungeon in Grosse Pointe, who killed his wife.
Oh, yeah, he did the same thing.
He did the same thing. What did he do? He had his wife's body dumped in a car on the east side of Detroit.
Yep.
We are not the dumping ground for when you do crime. Keep it where you are, because when national media hears about anything, the first thing they say, oh, it's a suburb outside of Detroit. But when it's something good, oh, this happened in such and such a place. No, no, no. Let's stop saying that, because you need to use the name Detroit, because in proximity, no one would know who you are. That's my commentary. But I do have one feel-good story, and I'll do it really quickly. So, you know, Michael, I love my coffee, Bishop Kathy.
Yep.
And Evangelist Christy, yeah. I know you, I love my coffee. But coffee and tea drinking may be associated with a reduced rate of stroke and dementia. So you better load up on your coffee and your tea. Drinking coffee or tea... It may be associated with a lower risk of stroke and dementia, according to a study of healthy individuals aged 50 to 74. Drinking coffee was also associated with a lower risk of post-stroke dementia. Strokes are life-threatening events which cause 10% of deaths globally. Dementia is a general term for symptoms related to decline in brain function and is a global health concern with a high economic and social burden. Post-stroke dementia is the condition where symptoms of dementia occur after stroke. Wan Zhang and colleagues from the Tianjin Medical University in Tianjin, China, studied 365,682 participants from the UK Biobank who were recruited between 2006 and 2010 and followed them until 2020. At the outset, participants self-reported their coffee and tea intake. Over the study period, 5,079 participants developed dementia and 10,053 experienced at least one stroke. People who drank 2 to 3 cups of coffee or 3 to 5 cups of tea per day or a combination of 4 to 6 cups of coffee and tea had the lowest incidence of stroke or dementia. Individuals who drank 2 to 3 cups of coffee and 2 to 3 cups of tea daily had a 32% lower risk of stroke and a 28% lower risk of dementia compared with those who drank neither coffee nor tea. Intake of coffee alone or in combination with tea was also associated with lower risk of post-stroke dementia. The UK Biobank reflects a relatively healthy sample to the general population, which could restrict the ability to generalize these associations. Also, relatively few people develop dementia or stroke, which can make it difficult to extrapolate rates accurately to larger populations. Finally, while it's possible that coffee and tea consumption might be protective against stroke, dementia, and post-stroke dementia, this causality cannot be inferred from the associations. The authors add of their findings published in the PLOS Medicine that they suggested that moderate consumption of coffee and tea separately or in combination were associated with lower risk of stroke and dementia. So make sure, guys, you get your tea and your coffee and enjoy it each and every day.
So true, and I'm glad that study came out that way, because I drink at least 1 or 2 cups a day. I've already had one this morning, too, so appreciate that. All right. Evangelist Christy.
Well, I guess I'll head downstairs and make me a cup of coffee.
Hey, if it's going to help, right?
It's going to help with a number of things. It's going to give me a little boost and help with all that, what Kim has stated. So I may
warm
well
you up
go
too.
Ahead and Yes, I may as well go ahead and have
a
cup.
Day.
Oh my goodness. You know, one of the things you there's been a lot of, that has been said this morning, and I think my thought for this morning will just kind of help connect us to what you wanted to talk about today, was just reflecting on our year and reflecting on the good things that have taken place in our life. But I woke up this morning thinking about Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, and I'm sure you're familiar with the scripture. Many have heard it at some point or time another in their life. To everything, there is a season and a purpose to, and a time to every purpose under heaven. Then it goes on to talk about a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted. And
Evangelist,
I
tell you one thing before you move on, which, you know what I was going to talk about this morning? Time. You just took my topic and ran with it already. But you know what? You don't know what I'm going to say. I didn't know what you were going to say. That's how God works. Because he put this thing to – look, I'm just going to put my – to the side. He already mapped out this – I'm talking about some of my other notes. He already put together this morning's program already. God already put this program together. Because when you just said that, I said, there it is. I have my notes here on time.
Wow.
You can't
this is
not a coincidence. This is no luck. This is not luck or coincidence and all that kind of stuff. No. God put this together. Let me stop and let the seasoned church officials speak. Go ahead.
You know what? You are the seasoned church, okay? I thought about that this morning because, you know, we have experienced so much this year, even the year prior. And as you become a seasoned person, you have many more life experiences. But it's important to understand the season that you are in. You know, it's winter, we're headed into winter. It's still considered fall technically. But this is not the time to plant. And so sometimes we want to do certain things at a certain time, but it's not the time to do so. For me, this is a time to complete strategies, to complete plans, and have them clearly stated so that they can be executed in the next season in my life. The springtime and all of that, it's time to plant so that you can reap a full harvest. So it's important for us as individuals to understand the seasons that we are in so that we can act accordingly. No, it's not a coincidence that we're talking about time, because time is a huge subject, you know, in consideration of God's timing isn't like our timing. We understand that. But when you talk about time that you have, it's important for you to value the time that you have. Use the time that you have wisely. Sometimes we get tired or we feel weary. Be not weary and well doing, you shall reap, you know, if you say not well, that. But sometimes we get tired, or I'll just put it off until tomorrow. Do what you can today instead of putting it off until the next day, because you don't know when your number will be called. You don't know when God will call you on. So we want to make sure that we are executing our abilities, that we are reaching others that need to know Christ, that we are that encourager, that we are that planner in the right season, that we reap in the right season. We just want to do everything that is within our power to be the powerful being that you were called to be in this earth.
Amen.
So just realize your time wisely. You know what, Michael, I'll just say this one thing. You talked about how you wanted to reach out to Mr. Tate because you knew that he
Mr.
was
Tatum,
still.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Tatum, excuse me, I'm sorry. I know Tate and Tatum.
Right.
But, and their names was Joe. I know a Joe Tate and a Joe Tatum. So, but I had a friend and he was a year older than I am. A couple years ago, I dreamt about this friend. He lived in North Carolina. Many people know him. He was a famous producer, songwriter, mm-hmm. wrote for Michael Jackson, Brandy, Whitney Houston. Mm-hmm. I had a dream about him because we grew up together in our religious organization, mm-hmm. and I didn't call. It was just a random dream. I did not call.
That
one
was your
week
message.
Later, 1 week later, he was killed in an automobile accident.
Wow.
1 week later. So wow. when something is impressed upon your heart, utilize yes. that time and that moment to reach out to for whatever it is, whether it's for prayer, encouragement. That may be your last opportunity to have contact
that
with that person.
Wanted, yes, there's something that God mm-hmm. wanted you to know to, so mm-hmm. that you can do something. And
yeah.
but once
even
you,
if it's just pray.
Yes, yes. It's something that he wanted you to do regarding that person. And that's happened to me in the past. I remember one time, and I think I've told you guys the story before, I got a message on my phone, and the message was, "Hey, Mike, I'm not feeling too well. I think I'm going to go into the hospital." You know, and I listened to the message, and, you know, I deleted it. And, you know, thanks. I'm glad he told me, you know, or she, I can't remember. But then a couple of weeks later, I got a call from somebody else, a relative, saying, "Hey, Mike, did you know Mary went into the hospital? She's over at Providence or something." And so I'm mm-hmm. thinking in my mind, "Oh, I better go see her." And then 2 weeks after that, I got a call on my message. "Hey, Mike, the homegoing for Mary is Saturday." And mm-hmm. all I could do is just be like regret that I didn't take action, that I didn't send a card, that I didn't go to visit. It happened so fast now that mm-hmm. you have mm-hmm. to take action, and I do regret. But, you know, we're working on God's time anyway. Right, Bishop
right.
Kathy? Right, Chaplain?
Right.
Yes, and I want to say this to you. I had my hand up, too, but I forgot I wasn't in class and I couldn't see me.
But you know what?
You ever just had your hand up? You ever been in class and had your hand up for so long? You're like, "I'm going to put my foot up in the air now." And then they don't pick you. They pick the person right next to you. I'm like, "Lord, have mercy, Jesus." You hear me? So, but listen. Time stands still for no man.
Mm-hmm.
No man. No man. I don't want, when I put emphasis in the no man, I don't want the woman to think that she's not included.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Because mm-hmm. the woman is included too. All right? Have I got a witness? Y'all know.
Amen.
I'm going to have you got a witness, man. Have I got a witness? Right.
You have.
So that's what I'm talking about. So, but listen, because time stands still for no man, we must understand how and learn how to appreciate the time that we do have. And how do we do that? It's the main element to that is understanding that there's a difference between loving somebody and not caring and loving somebody and caring. There's a difference in that. Whether it's your family member, whether it's your spouse, whether you're in a relationship, whether it's your pastors, whether it's your church, no matter what. Love is what you feel. Care is what you show based on the love that we say we have for that something or someone. I wish I had a witness somewhere. You see?
Amen.
So we show our love through our care. So our care is going to say, "You know what, I'm going to tune in to the Michael Van Two radio show because not only do I love him, but I care about him. I care about what he's doing. Or I'm
mm-hmm.
going to go to this church because not only do I love the pastor and the congregation, but I care about its structure." You
mm-hmm.
see what I'm saying? Or not only
yeah.
I love this job, but not only do I love it, but I care about the opportunity for me to grow on this job. You see, because as you grow, you take a job higher. I wish I had a witness. You see,
so I just
wanted to share that difference between loving and caring for somebody less versus loving and caring for somebody more. Amen.
Amen. And then that's how you spend your time showing that love for that person, because if you don't, that time passes. But what is time anyway? Time for God is different than our time, that's for sure. Because we rarely match up to God's time schedule, don't we? We don't match up to it that well, because it's not our time. Because we're always trying to, you know, we're either waiting or we're trying to rush things. And, you know, one thing about, you know, when God is, and when it's not your time, when it's not ready for you, it is so difficult to sit here and sit on our hands and wait until, and we want to rush it and like, what is the problem? Yeah. Why isn't God answering? Why isn't God making this happen right now?
He knows
because there's some things that are not in place.
That's right.
You might not be ready. You know,
there are
some things.
Now you're preaching.
Look, those the NBA players, the minimum, last time I heard, the minimum the amount that an NBA player makes is $300,000 a year. But why are there more bankrupt NFL players than any other sport, and they make so much money? And even with basketball and some of the other, you know, sports, the players are not necessarily ready to handle all that.
Right.
We don't even, some of these superstars they're not even ready for fame and fortune. Half of them are mentally unstable after they get all that wealth and stardom and everything. But time is so short. I was thinking,
Can I beg the difference right there?
Go ahead.
And let me please clarify that in this purpose, okay, please. Because we have been instilled with that statement as we've been growing up. Time is so short. How old are you? He said, Jesus come that we might have life. And life more abundantly.
Wait a minute. So you're saying.
Go ahead.
We do have the time.
Yes, we do have. He said, "Jesus come that we might have life and life more abundantly."
So he ain't coming to take your life. We're getting back to that means the time hasn't been used wisely enough then.
Absolutely. It has not been used wisely.
Stop preaching, man. So you better stop preaching.
Man, listen, God chose our bodies to do his will, to get things done. And when we step away, see, God never moves. We are the one that step away from God, and things begin to happen to our body where God says, you know what? Too much has happened to that body. Go and give me my breath back. I wish I had a witness somewhere.
That's why I have evangelists and chaplains on the show, because I just learned something right there, Evangelist Christie. God does give us some time, don't he?
It's not that
he don't give us no time at all. He does give us time, but we don't always use it the right way.
We don't use it the right way.
Agree.
And then we wake up and talk about, oh, my God, look at how fast the time is gone. No, I have the time.
Yes.
Look at that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let me sit down.
I could just add to that, Michael. I agree that, and that's one of the things that I kind of mentioned. I agree that we should use our time wisely. And
we waste
God's time
so much
is actually
time.
Perfect. We do. We procrastinate.
You talked about
for whatever is to come next and how we get a little bit impatient when we're waiting. Mm-hmm. But the Bible tells us that the trying of your faith worketh patience, and mm-hmm. that we ought to let patience have its perfect way in us. The reference scriptures in James, I believe it is, if I'm not mm-hmm. mistaken, but James 1 is in. And we have to, like I said, consider the season that you're in. I just sat in a counseling session the other day, and sometimes we're anxious to get to a particular place. We're anxious to do a particular thing. Mm-hmm. And the Bible tells us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything.
That's right.
By prayer and supplication.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
we get anxious to go to that next place, but what are you doing while you are where you are? Michael, you mentioned
right.
it today when you started preaching. Are you prepared for that next place?
Yes.
Are you prepared? So oftentimes when you become impatient and you want to move to that next place, God may be protecting you from something. He may be
yes.
preparing,
yes.
completing the work within you, within your heart, within mm-hmm. your spirit. He may mm-hmm. be preparing others for you. They may not
yeah.
be ready for the gift that you have to share with them. So he's preparing their hearts and preparing their minds so that when you do receive, or that when you walk into whatever you're supposed to walk into, all things will be prepared for you. He would have prepared the way for you. So let's not be anxious for anything, but let's just walk in the perfect timing that he has given us and
Amen.
Use that time wisely.
Awesome.
Pray
awesome.
While you
right
wait.
Now.
Worship while you wait. Plan while you
yes.
wait.
Yes.
Wow.
Strategize while you wait. Utilize
mm-hmm.
the time that has been given to you. Turn off the TV while you wait.
Mm-hmm.
You know, read
yes.
your Bible while you wait.
While you're waiting,
that we can take advantage of.
Now
while
you
we're
think
you
talk about something
to get
that
to where
wastes
we want to
time.
Go.
Sitting in front of a TV can waste so much time. It can take away
your
creativity. Oh,
or
the
that
phone
social
too.
Media. That's right, Kim.
Oh,
that's right.
Yes. It takes away from the time that you can do things. You can be creative and you can think. It takes away from the time, you know. There's so much, and we talked about this before too, there's so much noise and confusion around. It's hard to think now. It's hard to get a quiet moment just to think and plan things anymore. You know, that's one thing I like about coming to my office, because I can get stuff done here. You know, no distractions.
Mm-hmm.
Kimberly might understand what I'm talking about, you know.
I do.
Because you got a lot of action going on over there. It's
mm-hmm.
a lot of noise. It's a lot of talking. And you, in order for you to thrive, you need, because you're a writer, you need
mm-hmm.
a quiet place to so that you can focus on things. And that's what God wants too. He wants to get us into a place where we are connected with him. And
that's
he
right.
can't
yes.
he can't connect with all this noise and confusion. One day I tried
yeah,
to stay home
busy.
From work. I tried to stay home because I wanted some peace and quiet. But so I was really looking forward to it. And next thing I knew, I heard the trash truck out there, the
mm-hmm.
dumpster, picking up the dumpster at the end of the block. And they were just, they just slammed that thing right down. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
first it was banging it into the back of the truck, and then they just slammed it down on the ground. That was loud. Then the regular trash trucks came down the street. Then I heard a police siren, an ambulance or something.
Mm-hmm.
Then I heard a jet going over to Metro. Then I heard my doorbell ring. It was just so much noise. And I was like, wow,
mm-hmm.
look at this noise pollution out here. We can't
mm-hmm.
focus.
Mm-hmm.
We can't focus
mm-hmm.
and meditate and pray with all this that's going on. We have to really get some time.
But do you know something? That's when God operates most. Doing
mm-hmm.
all your noise.
Mm-hmm.
Doing all your... See, the divine is always disguised during our dilemma. He is always, he say, I will never leave you nor forsake you, even to the end of time. See, when what it is that you're doing at home, when you're looking for peace, it reminds me of when he told Noah to go and build the ark. No matter what his family was doing while they were building, all Noah kept saying was it was going to rain. But the family kept on building. So in those distractions, you have to remind yourself, I'm putting myself in Noah's position. I'm going to still build this ark. I'm going to still, I don't
but
know
how many of us
was,
would even, how many of us would go, it's, would build the ark, you know? We don't do what God tells us to do, you know. Look, I'm not the only one. Now I know I can hear it. My phone lines are not ringing right now. You know, people ain't trying to admit it. You know, there's.
Right.
Would you build the ark when God asks you to do something? Do you do it? Do you do it all the time?
Uh-huh.
No, most people
That's
don't.
That's a good question.
They let it brush by them.
Mike, if I could go back to what you said earlier and then give everybody else some room, because I don't want to take up much of it. You had said earlier when you talk about those things, those mysteries, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 28 says, the mysteries of God. He said, the things that he reveals unto us is for us to know. If he does not reveal it unto us in pertinent part, that ain't for us to know. So I agree with you 100% when you were saying earlier that, you know what I'm saying, when about time and about what God, the time that God has given to us and us trying to figure out what we're supposed to do in this time. Well, God's going to tell you.
Well, that's why,
all of
that's why I wrote that poem, you know, that my finite mind, it's so small, I can't even understand the goodness of God's creation.
Yes.
You know, it's a magnificent, encompassing, all-knowing, all-seeing, powerful creator, you know, moving about in goodness and in strength and in love. And with the power of suggestion, he created this world. And at the command of his voice, he calls the things we see are the things we cannot
see. My heart
see.
Is melting right now.
And he
is
everlasting. And he created every living thing. He created you.
Yes.
He created me. For God so loved this world, he gave us his very being.
He did. And ain't none of us right now. If God, if we opened up the medicine cabinet and there was somebody in the cabinet, a face, said, I'm God. I want you to give up your firstborn. Now, we should have slammed that medicine cabinet, and we ain't going to tell nobody.
That's right.
We ain't going to tell nobody. You hear me?
That's right.
I know. I just didn't see that. Let me close this thing.
I did not see that.
And I ain't going to tell nobody.
You know, no, look. And then while we're trying to open it, Mike, we like peeking in there. We're not even really opening it all the way. We like peeking. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because we know, man, nobody alive could ever do what God did. And that's why we should serve him. That's why we should praise him and worship him till the day we die. Because no one in this world could ever do what God did.
No one could sacrifice their own son.
None of us.
And that's why I am so grateful, because a lot of people didn't make it to this point this year. There's a lot of people that were here at the end of last year, and they're not here now.
Yes.
Some people even, you just never even knew would not be here today. And I thank God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have, do you know how many strains of COVID are out here right now?
Right.
And just think about it. You know, look, if God can keep a missionary, Hattie Humphrey, who's 93 years old, from not catching COVID, then that means that we all can get through this. We can get through it. We can get through this.
And
but
we
look,
need to quit saying that time is short, because time is short. Time is not short. Life ain't short for nobody.
He has given
us the time,
but it's how we use it. So that's
Absolutely.
Why I know I've wasted time before, I know
Amen.
I have.
We
but anyway,
all have.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm just looking at the clock. Let me just I want to get to weather, and then I have a few other notes to cover. Kimberly, what's it going to be like this week?
So good morning, everyone. Today we're going to have showers. It's going to be a high of 49 and a low of 32, so we'll have evening showers. Tomorrow we will have scattered snow showers. There will be a high of 39 and a low of 21. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high of 29 and a low of 23. On Wednesday, more scattered snow showers, a high of 32, a low of 22. On Thursday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 37 and a low of 29. On Friday, we'll have showers with a high of 42, a low of 33. And on Saturday, get ready, a wintry mix is coming, and we'll have a high of 41 and a low of 30. And that's the weather.
All right. It's gradually meteorologist. It's gradually getting cooler and cooler and colder and colder. But thanks, Chief Meteorologist Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You have
if so you would
many
like,
titles, Kimberly.
Yeah, she does. Yes, she does.
I'm in good company.
If you would like your company to join the list of companies supporting Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey, The Michael Van Tool Show, or be in the driver's seat with Regina, the Queen of Carlones, call Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, 248-516-8300, and we'll get your company on the programs. Optimal IT Solutions, they're working on some things for me right now. They can repair your laptop, your desktop, tablets. Here's the number, 248-796-2429. 248-796-2429 for Optimal IT Solutions. I'm having another financial empowerment seminar. It's going to be Saturday, January 15th, right here at Michigan Ocean from 1 to 3 p.m., Northwestern and Evergreen. So if you're recovering from the holidays by then with Colony, a realty and marketing sales company, and Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, we want you to strive better, push yourself to accomplish more, make personal improvements, and stay dedicated and persevere at the Financial Empowerment Seminar on Saturday, January 15th from 1 to 3 p.m. The phone number to order tickets is 248-516-8300, 248-516-8300. We want to try to get, if you don't have a credit card and you don't qualify, we want to get you into a secured card. We'll help you get into a secured card too that day. We'll have information on real estate, investing, alternative lenders, starting your business, rebuilding your credit, or applying for a business loan, all that we're going to have at the Financial Empowerment Seminar on Saturday, January 15th. Johnny Hawkins is the warrior lawyer. Not only is he a personal injury specialist, he also handles trust, deceased estates, power of attorney, living wills, guardianships, conservatorships, anything to keep you out of probate court. Get it done right and call attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer, at 248-567-9990. If you want to buy that new car, get it from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. She can get you in a brand new GM product at Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet. She can also get you any GM product, Buicks too. So call Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, 248-218-9808, 248-218-9808. Finally, Franklin Wright Settlements. It's a leading Detroit neighborhood human services organization. It exists to assist families, groups, and the community with basic life, family, and social needs. It's one of the largest and oldest nonprofits in Michigan, and I'm proud to be a part of it, along with Kimberly and I and Missionary Humphrey.
Yes.
Franklin Wright Settlements is an important organization. If you would like to contribute to it, it's 313-579-1000, Franklin Wright Settlements. All right. We just got a few minutes left, and I just want to go back to our panel, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. You have some other comments based on what we were talking about this morning?
Yes. So, you know, I have a scripture. So, like Bishop Kathy, I had my hand up, but the conversation was so good.
I know.
I was
wasn't
quite...
it? Okay,
so,
yeah.
I want to leave with Philippians 4:7. Then the peace of God that exceeds all understanding will keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus. In terms of reflection, there has been so much that's happened. We just saw the aftermath of a horrible shooting by a young man on his fellow students. We have since seen parents making horrible decisions, and we're all trying to figure out why. We have more COVID variants than we can count. The numbers are climbing again. We're the highest in the nation. We have schools that are struggling with students who are having disciplinary issues, who are struggling to get kids to come to school, who are struggling to keep their COVID numbers down. We have politicians who are fighting and calling each other horrible names and saying terrible things about each other. We have, as Bishop Kathy says, churches that are not providing needs to the community. They're not open. They're not of service. And you have people out here who are in great need. My husband works in mental health, and I often talk about this all the time. He talks about how many people are coming into his office. And one day he had over 50 people that came into his outpatient clinic that were seeking help. The need is great. The workers are few. If we keep our hearts and minds rested on Jesus and focused on Jesus, missionary says, take God with us wherever we go. Bishop Kathy says, you better pray over that candy bar. I say, you better pray over that Coca-Cola, that coffee, and that tea, whatever
That's
you got. When you get in your car, talk to God. Prayer, and Michael, you said this a few weeks ago, prayer is not just some organized, you know, high something that we have to do. It's just how we're doing it, right? We're just talking to God. Keep God with you everywhere you go. Be a good steward of the blessings that he's given you. That's time. That's money. That's the skills and gifts and talents that he gives you. Use that because your life is a testimony for someone else to see the glory of God. If we all would just love on one another, keep God first, I promise you it will be all right.
Well, great. Thanks, Kimberly, for adding that. I want to go to the phone line and talk to Dr. Randall Smith. Good morning, Dr. Smith. How are you? And do you have a comment on our topic this morning? We're talking about God's time versus our time.
Listen, I just had a good morning, my big brother, Bishop Caffey. Good morning, the wonderful Sunday morning team. I just had an experience that blew me away. And then one of my mentors said, but God, man of God, in this season, I've never, all of my mentors that went before me, my dads and so forth, they always taught me, we're leaving things in your hands. And I'm like, wow, y'all really left a mess. This season, please hear me. God is not playing.
Uh-huh.
People are walking away from their spouses, left and right.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord said, okay, everyone that walks away, I'm snatching them out. People are getting killed. Husbands are killing wives. Wives are killing husbands. Nope. Look, Bishop Kathy, listen, you all, God has put a mandate upon my life to not pastor one but two churches. Now, he said, I want you to pray for marriages, undergird for marriage. And he said, every marriage that you pray for, I will heal, restore. And I'm not ashamed to say, I even asked the Lord to restore my marriage, make me a better husband for her. I'm going to mess up now. Make me a better husband for her and make a better wife for me. Just lost my mother-in-law. They asked me, well, how come you didn't go? Because I couldn't take it. I know if I'd seen my mom laying there, I'd have fainted.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say this, and I'm going to quit. I'm going to leave it right there. People, we got to get it together. And I heard my big sis Kim say, we got to love each other.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, Bishop, I need to speak with you, man. It's something you've been pulling on me. I don't know. I'm not anointed. I'm just saying I've been want to talk to you. I want to connect with you. If the people are not, and I'm going out after you, Big Brother Van Tool. Man, if people are not, if they're not pushing you, don't connect to them. Not in this season.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I've been around you long enough, and I've seen people trying to stab you in your back, but I was praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're out here.
I'm gonna leave that right there. I'm gonna leave that right there. So,
can I,
yes, sir. Go ahead. Come on, Bishop. Come on, speak now.
Mike,
come on.
Mike, can I please speak right now?
Yes. Go right ahead.
Through it all.
Oh, there you go.
Through it all.
There you go.
We've learned to trust in Jesus. We learned to trust in God. Oh, Lord, through it all. Through it all. We've learned to depend upon God's word. I just felt that in my spirit to
bring
it out, to remind us that that's how we got to where we are right now, because we learned to depend on God's word. Have I got a witness somewhere, yo?
Amen.
We learned.
And I hope that those who are listening, whether it's on the phone or online, I hope that they get something out of the programs on Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Chaplain Kathy, you're right. You know, let the news station do the news, and let the sports station do the sports. Let the cool music stations play classical music.
Yes.
But I was always on as an inspirational community affairs program.
Yes.
I was always on with Missionary Humphrey. I always was on to share some of my inspirational poetry with the audience. And that is something that you can't get lost in the shuffle.
That's right.
You can't get that lost.
That's
over
right.
time, because God gave
right.
us a mission. He gave us a
yes.
mission. And there's he didn't want me on here to be like the hip hop station and do all this jive talking
now,
and talking fast and all this
up.
Kind of stuff.
Preach,
you know, he wanted me to use
yes.
he wanted me to use the talents that he gave me and the
yes.
resources. The people,
that's
resources,
right.
opportunity, money and talent. In
that's
order
right.
to,
if we don't
in
if we
do
don't shout out
what he wanted me
yes.
to do.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to shout out anybody. We're going to shout out God, and we're going to shout out the supporters. We're going to shout
yes,
out
sir.
The attorney. We're going to shout out the Queen of Carlones. We're going to shout out them. That's who
right.
God says.
Right.
He puts you in a position to do his will. I wish I had a witness
right.
on the microphone.
And when,
when
they get up and listen
work,
to the show, I want them to feel better. I want them to feel better
that's
after
right.
it's off. I don't want them to be stressed
that's right.
out. I don't want them to worry about tomorrow and all that stuff. I'm not no scholar, but didn't it say something about in the Bible somewhere in James? I don't know. About don't worry about tomorrow.
That's
you
right.
know where it's at. Don't try to act like you don't know where it's at. You hear it?
Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will have its own trouble.
Preach!
Oh, okay.
He's been killing me, man, with that.
I was going to just get it verified through Evangelist Christy Laster to make sure I had the right one.
If it was in James or not.
Where it said that.
You already know. Michael, show thyself approved. He already knows. Mike needs to stop.
Mike needs to stop doing that. Yeah. Y'all need to tell Pastor Mike to stop doing that. He already knows.
Michael, study to show thyself approved. You're supposed to read your own script. I made a mistake. Bishop Kathy's line.
I think his line got cut by mistake. And the other preacher, Smith. I think Smith's line got cut by mistake too. I don't know.
Amen.
Sunday morning team, it's been a pleasure this morning, and I just hope that you know, or the replay. I'm going to listen to this show again. I'm going to listen to it again.
I really am too. I hope that
the listeners get thing out of this, that it helps them and encourages them and strengthens them. You know, I really hope so. But Sunday morning team, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, and Chaplain Kathy from the Please Inspire, and Dr. Randall Smith, the singer.
Yes, I love you, man. And preacher.
Thank you guys for making this a very encouraging program this morning, and it was about time. That's what it was about today, our topic. It was about time. And we have time. We do. And Chaplain Kathy brought that up. The reason why we run out is because we don't use it wisely, and we waste.
You better preach this Sunday morning.
Evangelist, why do people get so excited when I try to say one or two good things? Tell the truth, sister.
You know, we're just supporting you and encouraging you.
Yes, that's right. You sure are. The great work that you have begun.
Okay, Christine, don't be nice to him. Just give him the business.
And watch missionary. Watch Hattie Humphrey say the same thing next week. Great minds think alike, man.
I want you to know that. And listen, look, I love you guys. Thanks for having me in as a substitute co-host. You guys are phenomenal. Man, let's take this Michael Vantour radio show, let's take it to a level where people think that it'll never go. Have I got a witness out here?
Okay, all right, Chaplain. Let's do it. Let's do it. What you say, Smith? Take an offering?
Let the church say amen. God has spoken on the Michael Vantour show. So let the church say amen.
All right, thank you guys. And let me leave you with the poem that I read earlier, but this time it's over music. God bless you. Have a great day, everybody.
Is that the song that I want to hear?
It's My Finite Mind. God bless you.
My finite mind cannot understand the origin of his goodness. He's a great and mystifying host here before time, a magnificent, encompassing, all-knowing, all-seeing, powerful creator moving about in goodness and in love and in strength. Suggestion. He created this world, and at the command of his voice, he caused the things we see out of mere thoughts, so that the things we see are made out of things we cannot see. And he is everlasting. And he is everlasting. And he is everlasting. And he is everlasting. And he created every living thing. And he created you. And he created me. For God so loved the world that he gave us his very being.
To the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be all right. Hold your head up high. Look up to the-